Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Fear of Failure, How to Become an Action Taker, Stop Worrying, Overcome Procrastination and Perfectionism. While DeHale explores the psychological barriers that hinder personal and professional growth, this insightful book serves as a comprehensive guide for individuals grappling with the paralyzing fear of failure. Hale combines practical strategies with psychological insights to empower readers to take action, embrace imperfection, and eliminate procrastination. By addressing the root causes of these fears, the book offers a transformative approach to developing a proactive and fulfilling life stance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the fear of failure. The fear of failure is a complex emotion that impacts people's ability to act and make decisions. While DeHale begins by dissecting the origins and manifestations of this fear, tracing it back to early life experiences, societal pressures, and personal expectations, she explains how this fear can lead to a heightened state of anxiety, which often results in avoidance behaviors. The author uses psychological theories and case studies to illustrate how this fear operates in the subconscious and dictates behavior. By understanding its roots, readers are better equipped to confront and manage this fear effectively. Secondly, strategies to overcome procrastination. Hale takes a deep dive into the interlink between procrastination and the fear of failure. She argues that procrastination isn't simply a time management issue, but a complex psychological behavior to avoid the potential of failing. The section offers robust strategies such as breaking tasks into smaller, manageable parts to reduce overwhelm, setting realistic deadlines, and using positive reinforcement to motivate oneself. The author emphasizes the importance of self-awareness in recognizing procrastination patterns and adopting new, healthier work habits that align with personal and professional goals. Thirdly, combating perfectionism. Perfectionism, as Wilde Hale discusses, is often a shield to guard against the fear of failure. This obsessive need for perfection can sabotage personal progress and lead to significant stress and dissatisfaction. Hale provides strategies for acknowledging and battling perfectionistic tendencies, advocating for good enough approaches and focusing on the process rather than the outcome. She delves into cognitive behavioral techniques to help readers reframe their thoughts and expectations about perfection, emphasizing the value of incremental progress and self-compassion. Fourthly, building resilience and embracing mistakes. Building resilience is crucial in overcoming the fear of failure. Hale dedicates a significant portion of her book to developing resilience through practical exercises and mindset shifts that encourage risk-taking and learning from mistakes. She uses anecdotes and exercises to illustrate how reframing one's perception of failure can transform failures into learning opportunities. The author stresses the importance of support networks, continuous learning, and maintaining a growth mindset that embraces challenges and setbacks as integral to personal development. Lastly, implementing a proactive life stance. The final takeaway from Hale's book is the transformation from a reactive to a proactive life stance. This involves moving from being passively shaped by fears to actively shaping one's own life. Hale concludes with methods to foster this proactive behavior, including setting clear personal and professional goals, engaging in reflective practice, and maintaining a disciplined routine. Importantly, she highlights how mindfulness and meditation can aid in maintaining focus and calm in the pursuit of one's goals. In conclusion, The Fear of Failure by Wilde Hale is an essential read for anyone looking to overcome personal obstacles and lead a more action-oriented life. It is particularly beneficial for professionals who find themselves stuck due to fear of taking risks, students who may procrastinate due to fear of academic failure, and individuals in any field striving to break free from perfectionism. The book provides not only insights and explanations, but practical techniques that can be immediately applied to improve one's life and career. Engaging with this book could lead to significant personal growth and a more fulfilling, proactive lifestyle. If you would like to support Wilde Hale, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.